Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We ask that you not only be gracious to the one who speak and also to those who hear. Open our eyes that we can see the wonderful thing that's written in Genesis, and help us to understand it and listen to it and learn from it, and so that we come to Jesus and be blessed by him, not only in this life and also in the life to come. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So could you do me a favor? Next time, when you read the book of Genesis, want to learn the wonderful life that Abraham has lived, I want you to read, you write that down, Genesis chapter 11 all the way to 25. That's 15 chapters. When you read that 15 chapter, you will have a better understanding. I want you to do me a favor too. Write that down. Matthew chapter 19, what I mentioned two Sundays ago, last Sunday and Sunday before. Abraham was a rich man too when he was in Chaldea. It's a very civilized nation. In those days, just like in USA, okay? And God called him out of that place. And I'm going to try to speed it up, starting from Genesis chapter 11, give you some background, and so that you know what Abraham has gone through, and we can learn from it in our own life, follow his footsteps, and you will get the same kind of blessing that God gave it to Abraham. Genesis chapter 11, verse 26, after Terah has lived 70 years, he became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And then, Terah is the father of Abraham, and when he was 70 years old, he gave birth to Abraham, okay? And then, in verse 32, chapter 11, his father Abraham's father lived up to 205. 205 minus 70 years old, which is 135. So after Terah came back, become the father of Abram, he lived another 135 years. And then when Abraham is 75 years old, 75 plus 70 is 145, right? So in other words, when Abraham lived his father, he's 75 years old. That means his father still lived another 60 years. You and I know that. Abraham is the firstborn of his father. If he did not listen to God, he lived at the age of 75. Let's say if he don't live, he said, I don't like your blessing, God. I like my earthly father blessing. He can stay behind. He can stay behind another 60 years. Okay? But he did. So in other words, if you really want to get the same kind of blessing that you get from Abraham, you have to calculate the risk that you are taking. Okay? You have to calculate the wealth that you have lost, and that you're willing to lose it so as to get a higher blessing. Okay? Now I want you to compare what God said to Abram and what God said to his father. I read that to you so that you have a brief understanding. Verse 27 in chapter 11. Terah became the father of Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran became the father of Lot. While his father, Terah, was still alive, his third son, Haran, died in Ur of the Chaldeans, in the land of his birth. Abram and Nahor, the firstborn son and the secondborn, both married. The name of Abram's wife was Sarah, and the name of Nahor's wife was Milcah, and she was the daughter of Haran. Haran is the third son, okay? Third son daughter become Terah's second son's wife. And then the father of both Milcah and Iscah, Haran is the father of both of them. In verse 30, now Sarah was circled the world. Sarah was barren. She has no children. She was barren, okay? I want you to remember that she was barren, okay? Before the Lord called this family to follow, to follow the Father in heaven. Now, assuming Abraham loved earthly blessing more than heavenly blessing, and he can only live out his life 175 years for himself. And when he passed away, he get nothing to leave it to his children because he has no children. Does it make sense? I want you to remember that. But because most of the people who read Genesis chapter 12, they don't even read chapter 11. Most of the people who read Genesis chapter 12, they don't even read Genesis chapter 25. He lived a good old age. He ended up having a lot of son. Total, the dead wife gave him 6 sons. Sarah gave him 1 son, Isaac. Another slave girl gave Abraham 1 son too. So total 8 sons. He get nothing if he didn't follow God. Now he has 8 sons. Compared with Genesis chapter 12, all the way to Genesis chapter 25. Brother and sister, I want you to write that down. Most of the time when God calls you, all you see is what you lost now. You don't see what you're going to get in the future. Does it make sense? So next time, do me a favor, okay? When you read Genesis chapter 12, go back to 11, and then go all the way to the end of his life. And then you say to yourself, if God called me, should I say yes or should I say no? And that's the thing. Lesson number one, we all have to learn. Now, okay? Because when he lived his father is 145 years. No one knows when he's going to die. He's going to die at 208. So in other words, he's still what? So he still has 60 years to live, right? He didn't waste his life 60 more years in order to receive his father's inheritance. He lived his father according to the Lord's command. And he willing to take the risk because he will be richly blessed. And God promised to give him 7-fold blessing. The condition is, chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, leave your people, leave your father's household, and go to the land I will show you. And that land is Canaan. As a matter of fact, his father knew that. And I strongly believe, based on Genesis chapter 11, when the Lord called Abram, okay? And because in the Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, has said, he didn't say, he just said, okay? The Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, leave your people, and leave your father's household. And his father knows that. You know what? His father lost his third son. And now Ezekiel will lose his firstborn son, so that's why his father make a decision. Okay? His father make a decision to take his son Abraham and Sarah and Lot to go to Canaan, as it is recorded in Genesis chapter 11 verse 31. Terah took his son Abraham, his grandson Lot, son of Haran, and his daughter-in-law Sarah, and the wife of his son Abraham. Together they set out from Ur of Chaldean to go to Canaan. Circle the word but. Don't follow Abraham's father's footsteps. He only go halfway. He left the earth of Chaldean and then arrived in Haran. But when they came to Haran, they settled there. And they stayed there. So in other words, he stayed there until he died. In other words, Abraham's father only go halfway from Haran, from Earth Chaldean to Haran, and don't even go to Canaan. Only go halfway. Do you know what? If you follow Jesus Christ halfway, you don't get blessing. You have to go, you go all the way. From Genesis chapter 12, all the way to Genesis chapter 25, and you get the blessing. Don't go halfway and then die in Haran, not in the promised land. Abraham, go to Canaan and die in Canaan at a good old age and with the blessing behind. I tell you what kind of blessing that he has, the future blessing, the biggest one. Turn to Book of Hebrew, chapter 11. Hebrew chapter 11, verse 8. By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a place he would later receive as his inheritance, obeyed and went. His inheritance at that time is the earthly one, and went even though he did not know where he was going. By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country. He lived in tent as did Isaac, Jacob, and Jacob, who were heir with him of the same promise, for he was looking forward to a city with a foundation whose architect and builder is God. I want you to write that down. Architect and builder is God. You write Gospel of John, chapter 14. Jesus Christ is the architect. Jesus Christ is the builder. And then you write down Gospel of John, chapter 14. It was written by Apostle John. You write down Revelation, chapter 21 and 22. New city of Jerusalem, the new bride, come down from heaven. That is built by Jesus Christ, okay? And then I jump to 13. All these people, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, were still living by faith when they died. They did not receive the things promised. They only saw them and welcomed them from a distance. What do they saw? They saw Gospel of John, chapter 14. They saw Revelation, chapter 21 and 22. And they admitted that they were alien and stranger on earth. People who say such things, so that they are looking for a country of their own. Leave your country, leave your father's household, and leave your people, and then he's going to inherit the heavenly city, okay? The heavenly city is recorded in Revelation chapter 21 and 22. They see that. Brother and sister, we are New Testament Christian. We read not only Genesis, we also read Revelation. We know that. We have a city. that we're going to inherit. And that's the inheritance that Abraham, Isaac, Jacob has seen that. And when they were alien and stranger on earth, they admitted that they were alien, they were stranger on earth, people who say such things, so that they are looking for a country of their own. That country of their own is the Revelation chapter 21 and 22. They have been thinking of the country they have left. They would have had opportunity to return, but they don't return. Instead, they were longing for a better country, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared a city for them. That city, you write that down. That city is Revelation chapter 21, verse 2. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I'm glad when someone read Genesis chapter 11 all the way to 25, he see more than what is recorded in Genesis. And then write down in the book of Hebrews, chapter 11. And then we read Gospel John chapter 14. We know that Jesus Christ is going to depart from us to prepare a place for us. That's the new city, new Jerusalem. Do you see that? Don't just build houses. Okay, buy houses, buy land on earth, and neglect the heavenly blessing. Okay? I want you to write that down. That's why I want you to read Matthew chapter 19. That guy, that rich young man, all he sees is wealth, earthly wealth. When Jesus Christ encouraged him to sell what he has and give to the poor, Jesus Christ wanted him to receive the same kind of blessing that Abraham received. But sadly, he left. You understand? He left. But Abraham said yes. You know what? I remember I saying a lot of time. I say to those, especially when they enter university the first year, not to fooling around, not to have any girlfriend, a boyfriend, or whatever. I see that not very many people listen to me, not even my daughter. Until last Wednesday, I go to prayer meeting. There's a young man called Michael. He told me, Pastor John, now my grade point average is close to 3.9. I say, you're just like me. You're going to get scholarship all the way until the fourth year. When I get scholarship all the way, when I graduate in the fourth year engineering, I use that scholarship money to buy the down payment of the apartment. A lot of young men, they play computer games, do their own thing, and they flunk out. They don't do good because they don't listen to the people who've been there before. Abraham be there before. Moses spending 15 chapter 11 all the way to 25 to describe how blessed this man is. And how many, I'm just wondering, how many Christians read the life of Abraham using 15 chapters, less than 1 hour you can read it. But you need to spend a lot more hour to meditate in order to fully understand. Can I connect?
Yes, can I.
Where am I? Say it again.
Meditate.
Reading an hour from 11 chapter to 25 chapter only take an hour, but you take a lot more time to fully understand that this man, although at first when God called him, He didn't even know where he's going. He didn't even know where's Canaan. He didn't even know whether that place Canaan is better than the place that I left. Okay? And why should I go to a strange place that I've never been there before and start from scratch? Whereas I get so much blessing now. You understand? But that guy, he trusts in God. And I look at my own life. I want, you know, to go to Regina. It's cheaper to study. Instead, I go to New York for the exchange rate. Okay? 40% different. Okay? And, but the Lord say, I want to go to New York. So I go to New York. Yeah. When I look back, it is a blessing. Now I talk about the sevenfold blessing. In order to get the sevenfold blessing, you have to forsake some of the things that you see right now. Chapter 12, verse 1, the Lord has said to Abram, leave your country, leave your people, and your father's household. That means you will get an early inheritance when your father passed away. You give it to the second brother, Nahor. Nahor, we're going to get it. Okay? And you go to the land, I will show you. I want you to write that down. Begin, he do like that. He follow what the Lord showed him in Genesis chapter 12. In Genesis chapter 22, he did the same thing. Offer your son, your one and only son, the one that you love so much, offer him as a burnt offering, as a sacrifice to me. At the place, I will show you. Same thing. Start from the beginning. He trusts in God. At the end, when he gets the blessing of his son, he trusts in God too. What kind of blessing he get? Sevenfold blessing. You write that down. Number one, I will make you into a great nation. I want you to write that down. I don't know whether you understand what it means by this great nation. This great nation means the kingdom of the earth has become the kingdom of the Lord and of his Christ. Our Lord Jesus Christ will reign forever and ever. You write that, Revelation chapter 11, 15. That great nation is the kingdom of heaven. It's the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 11, 15. So if you study Revelation, you understand Genesis, that first blessing. I will make you into a great nation. That great nation is the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ. Jesus Christ will reign forever and ever. Abraham will reign forever and ever with Jesus Christ. Okay? And if you read the book of Daniel, you write that down, that great nation. That great nation is the fifth kingdom. The first one is Babylonia. Second is me and Persia. Third one is Greek. The fourth one is Roman Empire. The fifth one is the kingdom of God. I make you into a great nation, that means you can enter the kingdom of God. And our second blessing, I will bless you. The third blessing, I will make your name great. The fourth blessing, you will be a blessing. The fifth blessing, I will bless those who bless you. The sixth blessing, whoever curses you, I will curse. Now I want you to write that down. I don't want to follow all these notes. Because follow all these notes, I won't be able to finish the 15th chapter. Okay? I want you to write that down. Whoever curses you, I will curse. You write down Genesis chapter 12. That is the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, tried to take the wife of Abram. You tried to curse Abram. And God cursed this nation. In chapter 12, verse 17, the Lord inflicted serious disease on Pharaoh and his household because of Abram's wife Sarah. God meant what he said. You cursed Abram, you tried to take away his wife, you are in deep trouble. Okay? That's the sixth blessing. The seventh blessing, and all people on earth will be blessed through you. I'm going to explain this sevenfold blessing. What does it really mean by this sevenfold blessing? I just mentioned the cursing only. Okay? Anyone who cursed Abram, the Lord will curse him. You write that, Pharaoh. Chapter 12, verse 17. You think all these powerful people learned a lesson? I don't think so. You write that, Genesis chapter 20. The king of Philistine, okay? A Philistine a king named Abimelech. Abimelech did the same thing. Take Abraham's wife as his own wife. And God said to him in a dream, verse 6, chapter 20, verse 6, yes, I know you did it with a clear conscience, and so I have kept you from sinning against me. If you take Abraham's wife as your wife, you are sinning against God, because God promised Abraham, whoever curses you, I will curse. And you know what happened? God said to him, this is why I did not let you touch her. Now return the man's wife, for Abraham is a prophet, and he will pray for you, and you will live. But if you do not return her, you will be sure that you and all yours will die. When he realized God is with Abraham, you know what he said to Abraham in verse 15? My land is before you. Live wherever you like. Verse 17. Abraham prayed to God, and God healed Abimelech, healed his wife, healed his slave girl, so they could have children again. For the Lord has closed up every wound in Abimelech's household because of Abraham's wife Sarah. Now, do you know why? I want you to write that down, the fifth blessing. Do you know why at one point in time God blessed the United Kingdom of Britain from the 16th century to the 19th century? Because Britain blessed God's word. Do you know why God made the United States of America so strong? There are only 3 to 4 nations until now that is for the Lord and agree with God. USA, UK, Canada, and Australia. God said, I bless those who bless you. Make sure you listen to me. Whoever the politician say anything against the people of Israel, you don't vote him to the position. Because you vote him, you destroy your own life, because God can curse you. God say in the fifth blessing, I bless those who bless you. Do you understand that? You don't understand God's word. You vote according to your own conscience, according to your own knowledge. You destroy your own life. Do you understand that? Any nation who bless Israel will be blessed by God. you read the Bible, you heard of it, and you forget it, you do the other thing, you are just like Lot, L-O-T. In Genesis chapter 13, you know why Lot become rich? Because he followed Abraham. The Lord said, I will make you a blessing. And I will bless you. And I make you, not only make you a blessing, all nations, including Lot, will be blessed through you. Lot get blessing to follow Abraham, went down to Egypt. When he become wealthy like Abraham, they fight. Abraham said, I'm not fighting with you, we are brothers. You go to the east, I go to the west. You go to the north, I go to the south. You pick the place. And that young man don't even respect Abraham. He picked his place. You know what place he picked? He picked the place of Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't realize. In Genesis chapter 13, he made that decision out of his own flesh. He lost all his blessing at the end of Genesis chapter 14. Because the four king and five king, they fighting. Five king, they lost the battle to the four king. One of the king in the five king is Sodom, king of Sodom. And Lot dwelt in that kingdom. He lost everything. He lost his wife, he lost his property, right? And Abraham realized it. Abraham had 318 strong men, trained men, and fight for him and bring him back. You think that guy learned the lesson? He didn't learn the lesson. The Bible says that in Genesis chapter 40, he parted company with Abraham. The moment you parted company with a wise man, you lost the blessing. If Abraham did not rescue him, he becomes slave forever and ever. He didn't even know. You thought he learned the lesson in Genesis chapter 14? No, he didn't learn the lesson. In Genesis chapter 18, 19, he learned it again. He lost everything. He lost his wife. And he lost his two of his children, two daughters. If I don't read 2 Peter. 2 Peter, 2nd chapter. I thought, Lord is not saved. Fortunately, Peter said, he's a righteous man. He can only save himself, he can't even save his wife. Listen to me carefully when you make your own decision, not our people don't teach you. You're going to suffer pain. When you suffer pain, you think you learned the lesson? Lesson number one in Genesis chapter 40, you think you learned it? He didn't learn it. He could have what? He could have gone back to Abraham. He didn't go back. In Genesis chapter 18, he lost his house, right? 19, he lost everything, right? He hid himself in the 18 in a place, right? He didn't go back to Abraham. Brother and sister, I want to see when I preach the word of God and the people don't listen to me, I'm going to wait and see what kind of result that he's going to get. Okay? I don't see any good result. You understand? Lord get the blessing is because of the sevenfold blessing that God gave to Abraham. I want to write it down. Lord get the blessing because the Bible says, you will be a blessing, number one, and then all people on earth, including Lord, will be blessed through you. It's all because of Abraham. Because he walked with Abraham. Abraham get blessing, he get blessing. Just like Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden get blessing is not because of his knowledge, intelligence. Okay? It's because of his last name. His father is a wise person. You understand? You leave your father, you get nothing. You understand? Wow, Abraham's blessing is very, very good. Whoever touches him, whoever follows him, gets a blessing. You walk away from him, you part company from him, you lose everything that you have. calculate the risk. Who should you make friends with? You understand? When you become rich, you know, your husband, Arthur, Abraham, husband, you don't do that. You realize your blessing is come from the sevenfold blessing. Even though that's not enough, like I said, I move further, but don't let us part company. I want to stay with you because I know that my blessing is from you. Lord is even worse than Abimelech. I want you to write that down. Lord is not even as good as Genesis chapter 20. Abimelech realized, I know that God is with you. Genesis chapter 26, last Sunday, I talked about Abimelech saved Persia 60 to 80 years apart. And at that time, he's 20, he's a young king. 26, he's an old king. He's the same person, same general, right? And you know what they say? They say, I see that God is with you. I see that God bless you. And let's make a treaty, you understand? I be so kind to you, I expect you to be kind to me, you understand? Lord is so stupid, okay? First of all, number one, don't follow Abraham's father, Terah, only go halfway. Second, don't follow Lord, okay? Part company with Abraham. You never part company with a wise man, all right? He who walk with the wise will grow wise. He who walk with the foolish, has a foolish man be your companion, you suffer harm. You understand? Lord is not as wise as Abimelech in Genesis chapter 26, Abimelech in Genesis chapter 20, Abimelech in chapter 21. Abraham left him. He still chased after him. Let's make treaty. Wise guy. Because he knows whoever curse him, the Lord will curse. Whoever bless him, the Lord will bless. I want to get this kind of blessing. Does it make sense? Brother and sister, if you just study Genesis chapter 12, you don't even understand what it is. You're just wasting time. Listen to me. Starting 11, you study it again all the way to 25. Only 15 chapters. Does it make sense? I've been a Christian for so long, I haven't even heard any pastor to tell me to read like that. Okay? Okay? I give you the best blessing in the 2020. I say to the Lord, what should I say to the brother and sister in the first Sunday of 2020? I don't realize I can live up to that old, because 20 years ago, I was still in New York. You know, at that time it's millennium. Yeah, I don't know whether you remember that millennium, they have computer bugs. You know, like it used to be in 1999, right? And then 2000, it's 00100. Computer, they are afraid of 00. They don't know what's going on. And I say to myself, at that time I was in New York, I don't know whether I would be around. In 2020. And now, lo and behold, I'm here. Okay? So, I want to bless the congregation. Make sure they get the blessing, just like Abraham get. Okay? And so that's why I would like to explain that sevenfold blessing that Abraham has received. Brother and sister, Chapter 13, I say that already. Every time when Abraham get blessing, chapter 13, verse 1, so Abraham went up from Egypt to Negev. Negev is the south of the promised land, with his wife and everything he has, and Lot went with him. Abraham has become very wealthy in livestock and in silver and gold. I want to circle the word. Chapter 13, verse 2, he becomes so rich at what time? In chapter 12, verse 10, and there was a famine in the land. Brother and sister, if you follow God, doesn't doesn't matter there's a famine or not famine. When you follow God, you will be so wealthy. You will be so rich. You say, how can that be? I want you to write that down, Joyce. Right beside wealthy, you write down 3:16, Proverbs, Solomon said that. On the right side of wisdom is life. On the left-hand side of wisdom is riches and honor. 3:16. Right beside 3:16, I want you to write down 8:18. When you embrace wisdom, wisdom will give you wealth, riches, honor, and that wealth, not only earthly wealth, is enduring wealth and prosperity. That's why it doesn't matter famine or not famine. When you walk with God, God can change the whole thing. Why? Because Abraham, God, is a God, you write down Romans chapter 4, verse 17. He can call things that are not as though they were, and he can give life to the dead. In the time of famine, he makes Abraham so wealthy, so rich. Your wealth doesn't depend whether it is Canada economy is good or not. Doesn't matter. I remember in 1986, something like that. At that time, the interest rate is 21%. And that year, I followed God. I studied His Word. He made me so wealthy and so prosperous. When I read that Genesis chapter 12, Genesis chapter 26, Genesis chapter 46, I can echo that. Amen. I say, you are Almighty God. You are powerful. When you bless people, doesn't matter whether it's a famine or not, I still can make you so rich. If you don't follow God, everybody is wealthy. You are the one who becomes so poor. Does it make sense? Doesn't matter the economy of the nation. It matters is your relationship with God the Father. Okay, keep going. Unfortunately, when Abraham becomes so wealthy, Abraham's not fighting with his brother. The Lord is actually his nephew, but he called him brother. Okay, and every time when Abraham becomes wealthy, you circle the word chapter 13 verse 4. There, Abraham called on the name of the Lord. That is the habit of Abraham. He called on the name of the Lord. 13:4. You write down 12:7 and 12:8. The Lord appeared to Abraham and said, verse 7, chapter 12, to your offspring I will give this land. So he built an altar there to the Lord who appeared to him. And then in verse 8, when he moved on to another place, there he built an altar to the Lord and called on the name of the Lord. Two things, he keep on doing it. When he get blessing, he call on the Lord and give thanks to him. When he get blessing, he build an altar of a sacrifice to God. He served God. And that's why he keep on getting blessing. He didn't build a house. He pitched a tent. He's a stranger. He's an alien. He's looking forward to the heavenly city. He's a smart guy. So let's learn from him. When you get the blessing, you serve God. You call on him. Chapter 15. You know what? When he fight the war, I jumped that. I didn't go through chapter 14. chapter 14, I mentioned about four kings overcome the fifth king. And unfortunately, Lot is in the fifth king. So Abraham using call out what? Call 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. Dan is the northern part of the promised land. You know who is with him? The Bible says in verse 14, when Abraham heard that his relative Lot has been taken captive, he called out 318 trained men born in his household and went in pursuit as far as Dan. You see how much he loved his nephew. I only stop here to listen to me. He only had 318 men. Do you know what? The battle read the description in Genesis chapter 14. Four kings fighting with five kings. Four kingdoms in four kingdoms fighting with five kingdoms. There are a lot of people, you understand? What is 380 men? That's nothing, you understand? He even willing to risk his life to rescue Lot. Okay? And that young man don't even know how much Abraham loved him. And I want to ask you, if you were able, will you rescue him? You say, I'm not capable, right? Even five kings fight against the four kings, lost the battle. How can I win the battle? You know what the Bible says? I want to end here and let you know. I read that to you. When he win the battle, the Bible says, the high priest, in verse 18, chapter 14, then Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought out bread and wine. He was priest of God Most High. He blessed Abraham to say, blessed be Abraham by God Most High. You are really blessed by God Most High. That battle, that high priest tell Abraham, the reason why you win the battle, because God bless you. I want to circle the word. Genesis chapter 12. Bible say, the second blessing say, I will bless you. The second blessing. The third blessing, I will make your name great. How can five kings fight with four kings? The five kings lose the battle, the four kings win the battle, and now you fight the four kings and you win the battle? Did God make your name great? Greater than they are all ten kings, okay? That's why he get great name, because God said to him. God says so. And the priest say that. God bless you. Blessed be Abraham by God Most High, creator of heaven and earth. And blessed be God Most High, who deliver your enemy into your hand. It is God who help you. It is God who make your name great. It is God bless your life. You don't lose your life. You don't even lose 280 men that born in your household. On top of that, all those people who live in the laboring land know that Abraham fighting the battle, they help Abraham. All these people, bless Abraham, will be blessed by God. I ended in chapter 14. I haven't even finished it, right? Our Heavenly Father, you hear my prayer. I want to bless the congregation that I shepherd with integrity. And I pray that you move them not to be lazy, but to reading Genesis chapter 11 all the way to chapter 25. And then you speak to them what needed to be done, what needed to be done in order to be blessed like Abraham. I know that. In Romans chapter 4, you do not sow favoritism. Chapter 4, verse 11. You're going to reward each person according to what they have done in verse 6. Because you are a great God. If we follow Abraham's footsteps and listen to what you have to say, and we know for sure Doesn't matter how bad the economy of Edmonton or Alberta is, you still can bless us left, right, and center. I strongly believe it, because you are the creator of heaven and earth. When you bless Abraham, he can win the battle, and he can be blessed by you. And I pray that you help us to be courageous, take heart, and to follow you, so that we can see the blessing that you have bestowed upon Abraham become upon our life and our family. And I pray all this in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.